Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for December the 2nd. It is a Friday here in 2022, and what a day we got for you. A warmer one today with a high near 70 degrees, and it is going to be warmer and windy today with winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles an hour. I'm John Little, and hundreds of volunteers have joined police and have searched for hours for a missing Wise County girl. That desperate search resumes this morning. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
An Amber Alert was issued yesterday afternoon for 7-year-old Athena Strand about 18 hours after she went missing from her home on County Road 3573 in Paradise. Scores of volunteers are joining in with police to help search for the missing girl, combing through the rugged terrain on foot and horseback.
I'm going to be riding my horse till the sun goes down, and then I'll be saddled up in the morning looking for her if we don't find her.
My oldest is 7, and so it just breaks my heart to think about this little girl.
Police are also using helicopters with thermal imaging, but they say they haven't seen any signs of a child. Athena's relatives say she is afraid of the dark and would have been very unlikely to run away. Police are asking everyone to keep an eye out. We do have photos of Athena on our website, krld.com. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Sheriff is joining forces with a nonprofit in an effort to help people in need. KRLD's Stephen Pickering reports it's a community policing concept.
Sheriff Marion Brown says her deputies regularly come into contact with people who don't have the basics of life, so she set up a partnership with a group called Trusted World. They have a database of supplies offered by nonprofit groups in North Texas. The sheriff says her officers will have access to that database and will be able to put in a request while they're out on a call.
It will indeed help us help the citizens that we serve. And it's not something that's just in one specific area, but it is throughout Dallas County.
She says the technology will let deputies have the orders shipped to the person or have them delivered personally from the department. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A day after Arlington police reached out for help tracking down a homicide suspect, 44-year-old Jose Moreno Castaneda has been arrested and remains behind bars this morning. Police want to talk with him about the beating death of his girlfriend, Avila Yanez, whose body was discovered in a parking lot October the 30th. Investigators say he was the last person to see Yanez. A tip led investigators to Louisville, where Moreno Castaneda was hiding. No charges have been filed yet in connection with Yanez's death. Moreno Castaneda is being held on a probation violation while the murder investigation continues. Researchers at the University of Houston, who developed a vaccine for fentanyl, met with Governor Abbott yesterday to explain their work. Dr. Colin Hale says the vaccine is a huge breakthrough that will save lives.
There is a major problem with opioids in this country, overdose and opioid use disorder. Present treatments are not adequate, so we need a different strategy.
The vaccine works by blocking fentanyl molecules from reaching the brain, but researchers say it could be about 3 years before it's approved for use. A 5-year-old mystery could be solved soon if human remains found near Lake Tawakoni turn out to be those of a missing firefighter from Hunt County. DNA testing on the remains are already underway.
The remains were discovered in a marshy area off Highway 276, about 2 miles from where Michael Chambers had been riding his bicycle when he disappeared in 2017. And there was a bicycle next to the bones. Hunt County Sheriff Sergeant Shannon Morrell says the remains and other pieces of evidence were all gathered up and sent to a lab, but she cautioned,
identification of human remains can be a lengthy process, and we ask that you keep families who have missing loved ones in mind when posting information about the finding.
The Sheriff's Department said in 2018 that it had conducted two dives in Lake Tewakoni off of a bridge because that's where Chambers' cell phone signal stopped. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This holiday season, Dallas County prosecutors are taking an additional step to try to keep drunk drivers off the roads.
Dallas County has launched a vehicular crimes unit. District Attorney John Cruzeau says prosecutors are available 24/7 when police call.
From the moment the crash happens, we'll be contacted from law enforcement and response to the scene is needed to assist you all in enforcement with any legal matters that arise during the crash investigation.
He says the group prosecutes cases that may involve intoxication assault or intoxication manslaughter.
This unit tried its first case and secured a life sentence. And let me say publicly, if you drink and drive and hurt someone, we will make sure that you're held accountable.
Cruzeau says prosecutors have bought mapping drones and equipment to download crash data retrieval systems from cars. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Jason Robertson, still unstoppable. For more, here's Blake Hickerson from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Jason Robertson's hat streak led the Stars to a 5-0 win over the Ducks and extended his point streak to 17. His 22 goals leads the NHL. Robertson on the win.
I think it was a great win for all of us. I think it was one of the first games, not one of the first games, but one of the games where you knew that, like, the whole game, you know, we didn't have any slip-ups or anything. And, you know, PK did well, and Jakey played outstanding, and everyone did their job tonight. And it was a, you know, it was a big win.
Jake Ottinger had 31 saves in the shutout. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
But the Mavericks come up short in their quest for a win. They lose to the Detroit Pistons in overtime, 131-125.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.